Yeah, she's right, don't I?
Take me! My gun's coming, sir! Take her and get out!
Duncan, what are they doing to Duncan? With Alice!
Good afternoon. This is James Martinez. I'm coming in with a special presentation for Cold Fusion Radio. I am the Director of Media Relations over at coldfusionnow.org, and this is a special presentation for this particular website in honor of my great friend and work colleague, Russell Means, who just passed away yesterday. So please excuse the technical problematic sound issues. I hope the sound comes through on this particular recording okay. As most of the world knows, of who Russell Means was in terms of a historic representation of the American people and his longtime battles with fighting for the weak, fighting for his own people, and ending racism, and basically trying to make the world a better place from his vantage point. I woke up early in the morning, after thinking about Russell Means, because I'd been in touch with his wife. And most of the world doesn't know the news I'm about to tell you, but I'm gonna tell it here first. It will be released on coldfusionnow.org, and then it will be released, once again when I arrive in Holland. And let me go into the backstory of this for just a moment, because I think it's important for people to know where his life ended and essentially began. Because there was a big shift that happened with my discussions with him off air that I think needs to be said now. So, as most of you know, I had interviewed Russell Means many times on the air here. I had been to his home. I'd had dinner with him. I'd been invited to see him in a play in Los Angeles. I was good friends with him and his wife. I'd also been a contributor to his school, treatyschool.org, which was basically financing a children's school based on the Native American tradition. I'd been financing that for quite some time, very willingly, because I wanted to take some of the financial burden off of Mr. Means, because he has a pretty large family, and there's a lot to do in terms of getting the school up and running. So that was going on in the very, very beginning of my relationship with Russell Means. I had no idea, and this is the honest truth, I had no idea who he really was until he was introduced to me from a very good friend of mine, woman, artist and writer by the name of Ashley Kasaklaway, who basically said, I think you need to meet somebody, and this woman was a Cherokee person. And I was sitting at her coffee table, and I looked at this book on the coffee table there, and I was like, who the hell is this guy? And it was the cover of the book called Where White Men Fear to Tread. And I've spoken about that here on the air, but the cover photo and the sheer width of the book is massive. There's a big, big, big story with Russell Means there. And a lot of people don't know the nitty-gritty details because they're not even aware of some of the lesser highlights of his life. So what happened was I immediately looked at the book and I went, I don't know who this guy is. Of course, like I said before, I didn't grow up in the United States. I grew up in Brazil, and I grew up in Europe, and a little bit of other places before I came to the United States. I came to the United States when I was at the very beginning of my junior year in high school, and there was no discussion whatsoever in any of the history classes about the American Indians and their traditions and nothing. There was zero. There wasn't even any of that in college either. Nonetheless, I was very ignorant about who he was and how important he's been to not just American Indian people, but all over the world. So I did the standard thing and contacted him at his website, and I did not expect he would agree to be interviewed. I was very surprised that he did, actually, just because of his schedule and other things he's involved with. I was thinking he would only probably speak on, 150 syndicated radio, Sirius XM, or Coast to Coast, one of the really, really gigantic ones. But since I was doing something very unique in radio, when I initially contacted him and after I interviewed him on the radio, he asked me point blank, do you want to do a radio show together? And, my immediate answer was absolutely. Of course I would. However, and when I began to think about what I was going to do, I didn't think he wanted to be associated with something that controversial. So I had lots of private time to talk with him off the air, which is a privilege to do so. But a lot of people don't understand that his true history and where he's coming from, because a lot of people don't know really who he is as far as I'm concerned. However, as of yesterday, when I saw the press release in the New York Times and literally all over the web, all over the place, including it was all over Alex Jones yesterday, and he's got 15 million people listening, he did happen to do some very, very serious interviews toward the end of his life. Now, what's interesting is one of the things I contacted him about when I knew that he had throat cancer was the use of hemp oil to cure cancer, which has been documented over and over and over, and I don't care if it's illegal to use the word cure, it has, because I've interviewed people that have gone through it and got testimonies to go on and on and on and on and on and on. He happened to acquire that, and during acquiring that, he couldn't handle the strength of it. I remember him calling me about that, saying, this stuff was so strong, I can't handle it. And he couldn't handle it, and he was kind of disappointed that it wasn't working for his system. So, but here's the important part relative to this particular website, coalfusionnow.org. I want to let everybody know at the beginning here that I've tried many times to get celebrity endorsements from people with actual clout that walk the walk and talk the talk. And you're not going to see much of that in Hollywood. Sorry to tell you that. I know they attach their names to everything else under the sun to nuzzle up and pretend like they care about what's really going on. But many times that is not true. It's not true. It's strategic planning by agents, managers, PR, and how it's going to circulate in the media environment and so forth. So I had contacted other people because I was ready to put a big face, attach it to the Cold Fusion movement as this unravels in the entire world. Now, there's something unique yet again that has happened on this network relative to Cold Fusion and Russell Means. Now, I had contacted Russell Means about a month ago because you may have heard me talk about that I had tried to engineer the release of a news story in the mainstream press with an actual company to tell the story about Russell Means and Cold Fusion. Now, as I mentioned before, at that time when I did that, Dr. Andrea Rossi was probably the leader in the world in terms of the one speeding ahead of getting Cold Fusion out onto the market. And one day, behind the scenes, I got a phone call from Russell Means, and he asked me, can you get me a Cold Fusion device? And when he asked me that, I was shocked but glad. And presumed the answer would be right out of the gate, absolutely not, it's not ready for market, who do you think you are, and these cost millions of dollars, how dare you? But Russell didn't even seem to have a problem with it, and he asked me, and I said, well, I can ask, I know the leaders in the field, they would have the ability to know, and so forth. And when I thought about it, this is a great idea, because the environment is, the infrastructure is set up to install cold fusion on the Lakota Nation. Because of the fact there isn't all this infrastructure and other problematic issues having to do with lobbyists, energy companies, and everybody saying, no, you can't do this, and you can't do this, and you can't do this, and you can't do this. That was not the case here at all. So what happened was I contacted Dr. Rossi, Dr. Andrea Rossi, who I interviewed before. Again, it's on this coldfusionnow.org website. And I asked him point blank in an email, I said, do you know who Russell Means is? And of course I sent him his biography, and without hesitation at all, Dr. Rossi responded back and said, I would be happy to donate one of these devices to the Lakota Nation and Treaty School, there for Russell Means. And then additionally on top of that, he agreed to finance some of his operations there. Now, what became of the two of them in that conversation, I don't know, because obviously this is a premature act of generosity, and it was a historical token of a pretty big, major international issue, cold fusion being given to the American Indians by a white man who wasn't even American, on the basis of Russell's past and its interest in support of cold fusion. Now, that was a big story behind the scenes that I had discussed with quite a few reporters quietly and said, this is exactly what the field needs. And I was, because Russell Means had sat down with me privately many times and said, I'm really interested in this cold fusion thing. When can we get it? How do we get it? Well, I want to see it. I want to. He was very intent on getting information on it. And he knew I knew, okay? So I decided, okay, about a month ago, I called up Russell Means' wife. I spoke to Pearl. I found out about his health situation. And then I said, I would like to have Russell Means speak at a conference in Holland on cold fusion, because he's loaned his face to the entire movement, and that was one of his wishes, is to see that what he's done there can continue on self-sufficiently with a device like cold fusion that would allow them to be left alone and to grow and flourish in their own culture without having to rely on somebody else, so to speak. And what had happened is I contacted the organizers. They absolutely loved it, We're anxiously awaiting for the green light that Russell Means would appear at this conference in Holland, just November 8th, 9th, and 10th in Holland at the Breakthrough Energy Movement, which will be globalbem.com. It's already listed on the website, coldfusionnow.org. And we decided, okay, he's going to come and talk about cold fusion and the American Indian vantage point of this technological breakthrough and what it could mean for the American Indians, but also for indigenous cultures all over the world that are in so-called third world states where they're not industrialized and so forth. So he understood all of this, but he did not understand, because I left him out of the stuff that's going on behind the scenes in terms of getting this thing to market. I'm dealing with investors, dealing with scientists, dealing with hype, dealing with death threats, dealing with things I've had to deal with. He didn't know about, and I left it alone because I knew that he was ill and he was recovering. He had a kind of hiccup for a part there for just a moment where he got better, and he went quite public that he beat cancer. And then when I contacted his wife, he had been it had come back, and my intuitive feeling was that he was going to be, you know, basically making his exit. So What happened was if you see the notation on coldfusionnow.org, you will see that he agreed to lend his face and his support to the Cold Fusion field. Now, again, nobody else stepped up to the plate and put his, and attached his name to it, but he did. Okay, so that is historical and such that he left literally right at the top of the game. And I mentioned this to his wife and himself, and I said, no, this is it. This is the big kahuna, essentially, the liberating force potentially for the entire world is this Cold Fusion energy situation. And he was well aware of that, and he was totally supportive of it. So I want to, what I'm going to do is dedicate the whole, my success in terms of being able to uplift this industry and get the public ready for it to Russell Means while I'm in Holland. And I'll be doing a special presentation there about my experiences with him, his interest in Cold Fusion, as well as what was going to be happening in the near future with it, and as well as a pretty substantial announcement that I will be releasing in Holland as well. Okay, so what I want to do now is I would like to play some of the final thoughts from people that know who he was and what he did, from the American Indians themselves, and then also a clip from I believe a series that's going to be coming out on TV on the 40th anniversary of Wounded Knee, and then one of his final thoughts about the economic changes, the changes in the freedom and declaration and the Constitution of the United States and the big shift that we're going through here. He knew this was the big showdown that's getting ready to happen right now. He's well aware of that, and he was putting a lot of effort out there to prepare the public for what they don't know, having lived a life that very few others have. He was still fighting to the very end. So I want to play this particular piece on Russell Means right here from, well, you'll hear it himself. It's self-explanatory. Here we go.
Ahamadakyapi, Shantewashtena Pecha Yuzapelo. Today is October 22nd, 2012, and it's with a heavy heart that the indigenous world is going through today. We've lost one of our great warriors, our great statesmen, one of our visionaries, and that is Russell Means. Russell Means has begun his journey to the spirit world to be at home with our ancestors. And so I wanted to share some of the sentiments and some of the ways that Russ has affected me on behalf of myself and on behalf of Last Real Indians and forward-thinking humans, really. Most of us know Russ from the 60s and in the 70s and his involvement with AIM, with the American Indian Movement, of course, which pushed us forward with the Trail of Broken Treaties, with the BIA takeover, the Custer riots where they burned the courthouse down, and then the 71-day gun battle, the siege at Wounded Knee, Wounded Knee 2, as we know it. Some of these, in hindsight, you know, people talk about them in a controversial manner, and they are what they are. But regardless, without those actions and without the efforts and the blood, sweat, and the tears and the sacrifice, people were willing to sacrifice their lives to move us forward. And Russ was one of these guys. Without their sacrifice, we're not where we're at today. We're not going to be moving forward with education, with economic development, sustainable, regenerative economic development, with language revitalization, with being who we really are. We owe that to Russ's generation. my generation is the first free-thinking generation since we were put on reservations. And it came with great sacrifice. And I had the chance to express this to Russ back in April. That I just had a chance to say thank you. Which meant a lot to me. Because Russ is one of these guys who, you know, he just walks his talk. He went fishing in the Black Hills without a license from the state of South Dakota or from the Black Hills National Forest Service. And he did that because that's our country, according to our treaty. Though the assimilated forces, or the assimilative forces of the United States and of corporate media tried to extinguish that fire within us, Russ was always exercising it. And by establishing the Republic of Lakota, he did the same thing. Some people would call that a symbolic victory. But it was more than that, because it let us know, it forced us to look within ourselves, and it made us realize that we are free. We are independent of the dominating foreign force. We can exist independent of that force if we so choose. We can exercise our Creator-given inherent sovereignty. And when I first met Russ, I was 18 years old, and that's what he told me when I was 18. He said, "You wouldn't be here talking to me unless there was a fighter inside you. And I want to tell you something. Don't ever let that fire go out. That fire is burning inside each and every one of us for a reason. But it needs to be fueled. So don't let it go out." And I understand that now, that he was talking about longevity. And so, I want to ask for prayers for his family, because Russ was a man, and he had a family. But he gave up a lot of his self and made sacrifices on behalf of the people. And so I want to ask for prayers for his family and for him, for Russ, as he's welcomed home by our great warriors, Crazy Horse, Sitting Bull, Tecumseh, Roman Nose, everybody, and the modern ones, Bull, Little Sky, June, Little, Kenny Kane, Sage, Webster, Porber, Ted Means, Vernon, Belcourt, Floyd, Red Crow, Vine Deloria Jr. Geez, everybody that has laid it on the line for us to have a better life. I want Russ to know, and I want them to know, that we've picked up their work. Everything that they fought for, our ceremonies, our songs, language revitalization, sacred sites, water, none of that is going to die on our watch. We will live, and we will carry on that energy, that spirit, that fire. It is going to live, and I know they wouldn't want it any other way. And so I just want to send some encouraging words to everybody today as we move forward, and to remember Russ in this way. Because I like to take the positive from anything, and Russ has had a great impact on us. And so I just ask for prayers for his family, and ask that everybody stay strong and go forward. And with that, I just want to thank you for your time. Wopila Tonka Chicha Pilo Hamadakyas.
Okay, so that was a clip that I found online, because there had been just an enormous round of discussion from people making kind of their goodbye messages on YouTube as it relates to Russell Means. And that was, I thought that was an appropriate one, because it could speak to everybody on many levels. So when I come back after the break, I'm going to play one of the clips from the 40th anniversary of Wounded Knee, where he speaks about his life and what he's been through. And a lot of people don't really know. I didn't have a clue, sadly, when I first picked up his book, but I'm glad that I had a great friend to introduce me to him. And ironically, we got along immediately right away. When I first met Russell, it was like two peas in a pod, actually. It's very interesting. It was a really heartwarming first meeting when I got to spend time with him and his wife. It was a great moment I'll never, ever forget. So I will take a quick break, then we're going to come back and I'm going to get into what the plan was for Cold Fusion for the Lakota Nation right after these messages. So stand by, everybody.
With a little girl in a Hollywood bungalow. Are you a lucky little lady in the city of light? Or did you none alone think you're city of night? City of night. City of night. City of night. Woo!
Well, for most of America, this could be the toughest time in your life. Never in the history of history has the issue of alleged debt been such an area of distress. Or is it? I'd like to invite you to think about a life of financial freedom, abundance, and wisdom. Well over 10 years ago, I participated in the largest and most successful financial relief campaign in U.S. history. Today, this continues on here on the Achieve Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and take your power back, now is the time. If you're in alleged credit card debt of any kind here in the U.S., this is your time to break free and begin your ascension process. This is for you. Email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. That's getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. That's getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. Take back your power now.
I'm Sarah Evans. Disaster victims need your help. The American Red Cross provides victims of disaster with food, shelter, counseling, and more. Your support for the American Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund helps victims of thousands of disasters across the country each year. To make a contribution, contact the American Red Cross today. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit www.redcross.org.
Hi, everybody. This is James Martinez. It's no doubt that if you're a new listener or old, you probably heard the miraculous news that's been accumulating over the past year. It's been an honor and privilege to bring you the most thought-provoking, impactful product to ever be bestowed to the public. You guessed it, RNA drops. Time and time again, I've been most impressed with the incredible public reaction to this gift to the world. And I personally like to give personal thanks once again to its creators, Ion, Dr. Carolyn Dean, and Bob Nefred. I'm proud to say your world will never quite be the same once you try this product. Please feel free to go to the website jamesmartinezrnadrops.com and listen to the hours and hours of testimonials coming from all over the world on a daily basis. This, my friends, is just the beginning. As more and more good news comes in, share it with your friends, your lovers, and tune in here and celebrate live every Thursday night and hear the incredible news from all over the world. Again, go to jamesmartinezrnadrops.com. That's jamesmartinezrnadrops.com. Thanks again, everybody.
The oldest and most trusted station of its kind in the world. This is AchieveRadio.com.
Yeah, she's right, Donna.
Take me! Take me! My compliments, sir! Take her and get out!
Duncan, what are they doing to Duncan? Where's Alice? Alice!
Okay, coming back with a special presentation dedicated to Russell Means and his longtime support of Cold Fusion. From the very time I spoke with him at the very beginning, he was an advocate and asking questions about Cold Fusion from the very beginning. And he, like many other people, said, well, when are we going to get it? When? When can I see it? How do we do it? What do we got to do? He was very kind of a hands-on guy and wanted to assist in doing whatever he could to do it. And I mentioned him initially in the beginning. I said, it's there, it's real, but the deployment of it and how it's going to come out, it could be 2 or 3 years away just from the financial aspect. But we chatted about it almost every time we were in person. We had some talk about Cold Fusion, and it was short and brief because it was always the same thing. It's real, we know it's real, but they don't have any money to do anything right now, blah, 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 blah. But I knew that it was going to change as the economy changed and other global events changed as well. So it wouldn't be right if I didn't go ahead and release the press piece that came out, written by Dirk Lammers and Christy Eaton at Associated Press. Russell Means spent a lifetime as a modern American Indian warrior. He rallied against broken treaties, fought for the return of stolen land, and even took up arms against the federal government. A one-time leader of the American Indian movement, he called national attention to the plight of impoverished tribes and often lamented the wanting of Indian culture. After leaving the movement in the 1980s, the handsome braided activist was still a cultural presence, appearing in several movies. Means, who died Monday from throat cancer at age 72, helped lead the 1973 uprising at Wounded Knee, a bloody confrontation that raised America's awareness about the struggles of Indians and gave rise to a wider protest movement that lasted for the rest of the decade. Before AIM, there were several national advocates for American Indians. Means was one of the first to emerge. He sought to restore Indian pride in their culture and to challenge a government that had paid little attention to tribes in generations. He was also one of the first to urge sports teams to do away with Indian names and mascots as well. No one except Hollywood stars and very rich Texans wore Indian jewelry, Means said, recalling the early days of the movement. And there were dozens, if not hundreds, of athletic teams, quote, that in essence were insulting us from grade school to college. That's all that changed. AIM was founded in the late 1960s to demand that the government honor its treaties with American Indian tribes. The movement eventually faded away, Means said, as Native Americans became more self-aware and self-determined. There were plenty of American Indian activists before AIM, but it became the radical media guerrilla, said Paul Demain, editor of the News from Indian Country, a national newspaper focused on tribal affairs. If someone needed help, you called the American Indian movement, and they showed up and caused all kinds of ruckus and looked beautiful on a 20-second clip on TV that night, Demain said. Means and AIM co-founder Dennis Banks were charged in 1974 for their role in the Wounded Knee Uprising, in which hundreds of protesters occupied the town on the site of the 1890 Indian massacre. Protesters and federal authorities were locked in a standoff for 71 days and frequently exchanged gunfire. Before it was over, two tribal members were killed and a federal agent seriously wounded. After a trial that lasted several months, a judge threw out the charges on the grounds of government misconduct. Other protests led by Means included the American Indian prayer vigil on top of Mount Rushmore and the seizure of the replica of the Mayflower on Thanksgiving Day in Plymouth, Massachusetts. The friendship between Russell and I goes back almost 50 years, Banks said late Monday night. I lost a great friend, but Native people lost one of the greatest warriors of modern day times. Truly, he was a great visionary. He was controversial, yes, but he brought issues to the front page. But Means' constant quest for the spotlight raised doubts about his motives. Critics who included many fellow tribe members said his main interest was building his own notoriety. And it continues on to say, Means said his most important accomplishment was the proposal for the Republic of Lakota, a plan to carve out a sovereign Indian nation inside the United States. He took the idea all the way to the United Nations, even though it was ignored by tribal governments closer to home, including his own Iglogla Sioux leaders, with whom he often clashed. For decades, Means was dogged by questions about whether the group promoted violence, especially in the 1975 slaying of a woman in a tribe and the gun battle with federal agents at Wounded Knee. Authorities believe 3 AIM members shot and killed Annie Mae Aquash on the Pine Ridge Reservation on the orders of someone in AIM's leadership because they suspected she was an FBI informant. 2 activists, Arla Looking Cloud and John Graham, were both eventually convicted of murder. The third has never been charged. Also, in 1975, murder charges were filed against Means and Dick Marshall, an AIM member, in the shooting death of a Sioux man at a saloon in the town of Scenic, South Dakota. Marshall served 24 years in prison. Means was acquitted. Means' activism extended 2 tribes beyond the United States. In the middle of the 1980s, Means traveled to Nicaragua to support indigenous Miskito Indians who were fighting the Sandinista government. Born on the Pine Ridge Indian reservations, Means grew up in the San Francisco area and battled drugs and alcohol as a young man before becoming an early leader in AIM. With his rugged good looks and long dark braids, he also was known for a handful of Hollywood roles, most notably in the 1992 movie The Last of the Mohicans, in which he portrayed Chief of Cook alongside Daniel Day-Lewis, Hawkeye. He also appeared in the 1994 film Natural Born Killers, voiced Chief Powhatan in the 1995 animated Pocahontas, and guest starred in 2004 on the HBO series Curb Your Enthusiasm. Means also ran unsuccessfully for the Libertarian Movement nomination for president in 1988 and briefly served as a vice presidential candidate in 1984 on the ticket of Hustler publisher Larry Flint. Means always considered himself a libertarian and couldn't believe that anyone would want to call themselves a Republican or a Democrat. "It's just unconscionable that America has become so stupid," he said. Means often refused interviews and verbally blasted journalists who showed up to cover his public appearances. Instead, he chose to speak to his fan base through YouTube videos and blog posts on his websites. Means recounted his life in a book, Where White Men Fear to Tread. He said he pulled no punches in the autobiography, admitting to his frailties, but also acknowledging his successes. "I tell the truth, and I expose myself as a weak, misguided, misdirected, dysfunctional human being as I used to be," he said. Means died on his ranch in Porcupine, South Dakota. He announced in August 2011 that he had inoperable throat cancer and told the Associated Press that he would forego mainstream medicine in favor of traditional American Indian remedies. Means' death came a day after former Senator George McGovern died in Sioux Falls at the age of 90. McGovern had traveled to Wounded Knee with then-Senator James Alvarez during the takeover to try and negotiate an end to the hostilities. "I've lost 2 good friends in a matter of 2 or 3 days," Alvarez said Monday. "I don't pretend to understand it." Ogla Sioux Tribe spokeswoman Donna Solomon said wake services for Means will be Wednesday on Pine Ridge, and his ashes will be scattered in the Black Hills on Thursday. So, there you have it. Russell Means, well done. Now, what I wanted to do is play this clip about the 40th anniversary of Wounded Knee, where he talks about his life, what he's been through, and this is a little ways away, but I think it's an important piece to play for people to understand who he really was.
You know, I was very lucky in my life. I've escaped death, according to my fellow autobiographer, Marvin Wolf. How could I forget that last name? Marvin Wolf. He said he counted 13 brushes with death in my life. I've been hit by cars, shot, stabbed, beaten into a coma twice. All at the hands of my friends, the police. So I look upon my life as having been guided. You know, I'm a very spiritual man, and I have been since I was little, because my dad and mother and my grandmas introduced me into many different churches. They never discriminated. They went to the church that was available. I had a grandma, my great-grandma, In the first half of the 20th century, there was only 4 women who were ministers in the United States of America. But they always say only 3, because those 3 were white. But my grandma Aggie had her own church. Used to go there in the wintertime, sit around the stove. I've been to Holy Rollers. I've been to all kinds of denominations, you know. And one time I was in a discussion with my dad, and I said, "Pops, how come I've been to so many churches?" He says, "Well, I don't know. Maybe your mother took a page from my life. I've been baptized into 13 denominations." I said, "What?" He says, "Yeah, those missionaries come to the reservation and they have a contest going." And I said, "But why? Why 13 denominations?" He said, "Listen, son, one of them may be right." My dad had it figured out.
Okay, that was a piece from him from the 40th anniversary at Wounded Knee. I think that's going to be coming up on Bravo or C-SPAN. I'm sure if you Google that, who knows, it's probably already on video now or on YouTube at this point, seeing as most things just show up on the Internet the same day it comes out these days. So please check for that to learn more about him. So here we are on ColdFusionNow.org, 2011, bottom of the ninth. The whole world is waiting for the next big election. Russell Means comes out on his last, basically it would have been his last speaking engagement, would have been to talk about Cold Fusion in the country of Holland, where, by the way, he is very well known in Europe and respected in Europe. He would have come out front and center before the Pentagon, the scientific community, the United Nations, the entire U.S. government, and said, "Okay, here it is." Because what I was interested in, have been interested from the very beginning, is not so much the scientific issue of cold fusion, but its effects on culture, perception, money, and what it could do as far as ending a lot of the problems for the world and making us more self-sufficient, independent, and a growing culture rather than one that's enslaved. And I know Russell would have spoken about this, and he left a quote actually in the ColdFusionNow.org, I believe it's in one of the news pieces there, that if mankind does not pay attention while the door is open to this great opportunity with cold fusion, we're making a big mistake. We're essentially giving a second chance to end a lot of stupid ways we're doing things in terms of using oil, in terms of using nuclear energy, in terms of all the pollution and all that that brings to stability in the Middle East, to dependency on these energy creations that are totally obsolete, completely, totally obsolete. They're controlled. The control to stay in power. And they won't now. It's going to end. It's definitely going to end. That's inevitable. How it's going to end is yet to be seen, but it's going to end. Now, when I spoke to Russell about that, about the installation of cold fusion at Treaty School and in that environment there, I told him, I said, you know, this is going to be historical, you know that. And he didn't even really think about that, actually, because he didn't realize the seriousness behind the scenes of what's happened with cold fusion in its history, and how, like, there's been death threats and greed and money and secrecy and confusion and careers been destroyed and families being destroyed. People don't really have any idea the effort that's been put forth by the scientific community. I got to give it to these guys, all of them, whether at the Berluin, whether at their they're with Dr. Andrea Rossi's company or Defcalion or students that are recreating cold fusion or anything that's going on in Europe or the Japanese or with the Indian, any of those people that are messing with this stuff and getting better and better results and understanding what's going on, good for you, because we can't seem to rely on anybody other than the people that are actively involved now. That's it, because I don't see anybody running to the rescue. So that means we're going to have to plow forward on our own until further notice. Even though I know behind the scenes this is a very, very, very serious matter. Very serious matter. That we're millions and millions and millions and billions are going to be put into this. That's how serious it is. Now, I explained this to Russell in a private phone call I had with him, and I told him, I said, listen, what we need to do is we need to take your request of cold fusion and your belief in it, and we need to prop it up there, because we don't, there isn't really a public support system other than this website, coldfusionnow.org, for people to come to and go, hey, wait a minute, I want to be part of this, I think we should be involved. And Russell was willing to go for it, even though he didn't quite understand the science, but he knew what it was and he knew what it meant. And what I could tell from what was going on behind the scenes, that he was researching it quite a bit and trying to figure out maybe perhaps that he might have to change the infrastructure of the layout at Treaty School or on the land or something like that. He was very much looking forward to that. I have not spoken to Dr. Rossi since this proposal. It is kept secret behind the scenes for a long, long time. And I was going to let the details of this union that was going to occur between Dr. Andrea Rossi and Russell Means, I was going to let them deal with the details. I wasn't going to get involved with that because, of course, I've never been to his land and know the layout and what's exactly needed. And Rossi at that point was basically trying to get his product ready for market, even though he had no problem and didn't even hesitate to assisting Russell Means and his plight to preserve his people and his heritage, culture, etc. So I give it hats off to Dr. Andrea Rossi for doing that. He really surprised me when he did that, actually. I was expecting a flat-out, no, why don't you call us in 3 years, and maybe we want to have some cold fusion for you then, but not until then. I didn't expect that Russell Means would be embraced by Dr. Rossi as he was. So that's a very, very good thing. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask that the webmaster post this to coldfusionnow.org. Hopefully, what I'm going to do in Holland is expand on everything that I've spoken to about Russell Means here and my relationship with him and his interest in deploying this to the world. This is a big deal for him. It's a very big deal for him. I told him, I said, look, you better check this out first before you attach your face to it. This is big time. Serious military is involved. The NASA's involved. All the top money players behind the scene know about it. The elite know about it. This is the, you know, game changer for planet Earth. And he wanted to be there, and he was willing to stick his neck, his foot, and everything else a part of his being to back this thing up. So it'll definitely go down in history of this speaking event in Holland, where I will be doing a special presentation for Russell Means and his assistants in helping me bring this forward to the mainstream. I know most people will not circulate this. I did speak to some people in media this morning about this, and they said, well, why don't you write up a press release and send it on out? I may just do that. However, I don't think at this point, with the elections and so forth, it'll get the wind that it deserves. After the elections, I think with what I'm about to release in Holland, it'll have a much, much, much better scenario in terms of effectiveness in making the media ecological ramifications of distributing those words, distributing those declarations, and moving everybody in the field forward I think it would be much more effective. So I just, with that, I want to leave everybody with this in the last couple of minutes that we have here, is let everybody know that I will be arriving in Holland as scheduled. I am going to be releasing information that I've never released before on the radio, mostly because I've not had permission to, but the stakes have changed now. There's two gigantic announcements that are going to go out in Holland, and I've asked that the organizers have the press and everybody ready there, because this is going to greatly change some of the problems that Cold Fusion has had in its development behind the scenes. Again, I'm going to let the scientists deal with the science. I'm going to let the big mouths and the PR people and the media colleges deal with the hype and deal with the promotion and deal with the communication of this particular scenario behind the scenes. As you know, I've spoken about this subject for a long, long time. I want you to consider these facts. We got the end of the Mayan calendar, if you believe in time, happening. We've got the biggest election in U.S. history happening. We've got a complete, total caving in and resurrection at the same time of a completely new economic system that's coming. We've got one of the greatest leaders in the spiritual movement, Russell Means, has passed away, who's attached his name and reputation to Cold Fusion at the very end of his life, willingly, perfectly willingly. He didn't even hesitate. Very happy for him to do that. And on top of that, we've got the potentially one of the biggest conflicts in the world going on between Iran and Israel and the United States and the neighboring countries. So you can see where I'm going with this. The timing and the scenario at hand is such that the world needs to really pay attention to Cold Fusion now. Also, on top of this, the movie has been released at the Chicago Film Festival. It's my understanding it's been received pretty well. I still have not seen the final product. I probably will in the next 48 hours, but I have not seen it myself. But so far, so good. And I think it's going to be released in other film festivals and other cities as well. Hopefully in Los Angeles and definitely New York. Those definitely have to be done there. And hopefully maybe even in London. Because I know there's a big, serious following regarding this issue in London that I know from people at Oxford University and Cambridge University on this particular issue as well. So that's coming up. If you go, now what movie am I talking about? It's called TheBelieversMovie.com. Again, it's TheBelieversMovie.com, currently in Chicago there. Please check this out, because this is the next step. Now, just to let you know, that movie was shot, it seems like years ago. I remember doing it. I remember leaving the place and going down to the studio. And I thought, wow, this is going to take forever to get this out. But when you watch the movie, and I've not seen it, it's a 50-50 split. So it's not pro Cold Fusion and it's not against Cold Fusion. It was done for the filmmakers' benefit and for the audience to make up their own decision. But lucky for you, audience, you don't have to make your own decision, because it already exists and it's already operational and everybody knows it. And the film itself is more of an informational piece about the culture and what it, where it's come from and where it is today. So we got Fleischman passing away. Now we have Russell Means, both people supportive and knowing at the moment of their transition that this stuff exists, and they know this is the one of the gigantic steps that needs to be instituted all over the world, which it's going to be. So I want to thank all the people that support ColdFusionNow.org. Again, my prayers and sentiments are with your family, Russell Means, Pearl Means, and all the other children. I may be attending the funeral services. That's unknown at the moment. I'm figuring that out right now. But again, thank everybody for your support, and we will see you this Thursday with Payday with Bob Maverick, Carolyn Dean, and crew. Okay, thank you very much, everybody. It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing.
money and things. Ka-ching.
Hi, everybody. This is James Martinez. It's no doubt that if you're a new listener or old, you've probably heard the miraculous news that's been accumulating over the past year. It's been an honor and privilege to bring you the most thought-provoking, impactful product to ever be bestowed to the public. You guessed it, RNA Drops. Time and time again, I've been most impressed with the incredible public reaction to this gift to the world. And I personally like to give personal thanks once again to its creators, Ion, Dr. Carolyn Dean, and Bob Neffert. I'm proud to say your world will never quite be the same once you try this product. Please feel free to go to the website jamesmartinezrnadrops.com and listen to the hours and hours of testimonials coming from all over the world on a daily basis. This, my friends, is just the beginning. As more and more good news comes in, share it with your friends, your lovers, and tune in here and celebrate live every Thursday night and hear the incredible news from all over the world. Again, go to jamesmartinezrnadrops.com. That's jamesmartinezrnadrops.com. Thanks again, everybody.
Listening to AchieveRadio.com, the positive side of broadcasting.